Mesa County Federal Mineral Leasing District. John, have you had a chance to look over the agenda? Do you have any modifications?
No. Would make?
I'll entertain a motion, please.
I'd make a motion, we approve the agenda.
Chair seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. So, general public comment, item number two. Okay. Three, adoption of the March meeting minutes. Have you had a chance to look at the minutes?
I read them. I didn't see any mistakes. You have any corrections to make?
No.
I'd make a motion, we approve the March meeting minutes as sent out.
Chair seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Consent agenda items. Is there a motion?
So I would move we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Thank you. Chair seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item five, review and discussion of the proposals from McKenzie Dodds Solutions.
Yep, Alpine Computer and Merge to Media for web hosting services. So to give you guys a little bit of a background, on Wednesday after the meeting 2 weeks ago, I started to upload stuff to our website. And I got one thing uploaded, which was our meeting minutes from February, and then all of a sudden I started to have issues. I couldn't do any updates. I couldn't upload anything else. I troubleshot it for about 24 hours and came to the realization that we have no more space. I emailed our hosting provider, which is still Modus, and it took them 5 days to get back to me to confirm that we were out of space. We are only allotted 50 megabytes, and that if we would like more space, that they could give it to us for $10 extra a month on top of what we already provide for, but they didn't. They said it was one megabyte. So in the between time, they've kind of held our website hostage, and so I went out and got different proposals for web hosting services. So the three that we have are from McKenzie Dodge. Her web hosting services are annually $380. Merge to Media, his monthly hosting is $39.99 a month, and then the cost to move over the server would be an additional 2 to 3 hours worth of work, which is an estimated $200 to $300. And then Alpine Computer Solutions, theirs is $24.95 for unlimited space. That was the same. Merge to Media is also unlimited. And that he also had said that it would be about $100 to transfer to the site, and then $100 for the setup of the account. And then he had also suggested that we have an SSL certificate to secure the website. He said we don't have one right now, and that's true. Actually, if you go on the website, it tells you it's not secure. It's not a secured website. I didn't know that until he brought that to our attention. So when reviewing stuff, my suggestion is that Alpine Computer Solutions would be the one to go with. They are cheaper for their hosting plans, and that even moving everything over, he does provide service. And all three of these providers are local. They're here in town, so they're quick response. They've been on it. So the two I would recommend would either be Merge to Media or Alpine Computer Solutions.
Are both of them unlimited?
Those two are unlimited. Yep.
Discussion. Motion.
You ready to move on?
Yes.
I make a motion to approve what Dusty presented.
And which one of Dusty's choices are you going to pick?
That's the good question. Which one? I've looked at them, but I'm not a tech person.
After talking with them, Alpine Computer Solutions was my suggestion, is my recommendation. They are cheaper. It's the same thing, same transfer cost basically between the two, but he's $10 cheaper a month. So
the motion would be that we follow her recommendation?
Yes.
For Alpine Computer Solutions as our new hosting service provider.
Well, you're the one that works with them a lot more than I do.
What?
That,
the security.
Our best value.
And the security, yeah.
Chair seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay.
Staff report.
So, here we go. It's quiet because it's only been 2 weeks.
Take your time.
Okay. So, we posted about our meeting minutes being up. We did a Connecting the Dots podcast link when we spoke with Doug Sorter and his podcast that we did with KAFM. We put the link up there. I did do a presentation to the CMU Energy class for their senior class, and they did remember me. I was excited about that because when they did that presentation, they were like, "Hey, FML, that's us." So it stuck. I was glad. I did post about our website problems, that we were having some technical difficulties, and our new meeting date and time, and that our meeting agenda was ready. We don't have any media at this time. And grants requesting payments. The city of Fruita is finalizing theirs. I did speak with them. They were pouring cement, I think is what he had said, but theirs should be ready here in the next couple weeks. And the library district also reached out and said that they're almost ready to submit theirs a year ahead of schedule. So we should potentially have two here in the next month for paying. Our invoices are Dufford, Waldeck, Milburn, and Crone for $486 for legal services. Dusty Reimer for $3,774.98 for services. And Ide Bailey for services for $3,192.46. And so far we just have the board meeting coming up on May 15th, but I will have more events to schedule for presentations. That's it.
Thank you. Item 7, review of the financials.
Okay. So at the end of March, in our bank account, we had $2,364,631.73. Our permanent fund is at $1,432,293.77. Our grants outstanding are $682,743.76. Our expenses for March include legal fees, $2,203. Contract services, the $3,749.02. And the dues and memberships is the Adobe and Microsoft expenses. Unrealized gains in the permanent fund, $13,963.83. Our interest earned was 46 cents. Dividends were $4,517.98. So overall for the year for 2019, unrealized gains were $98,698.97. Interest $1.11. And dividend income was $6,814.19.
So I must have missed this last month, but when I was going through this, it's interesting to me that we don't have anything in an interest-bearing account. How can we be earning interest?
The interest is from the
money market, which is a small amount of cash.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it's such a small amount.
Our target cash is 22% or something like that.
Okay. Thank you.
And do your update with the
keep
forecast.
Going.
I'm sorry, do you want to do the update with the forecast?
Did you want to go through the forecasted where we did the cash needs analysis?
Not yet.
Okay.
So the point's here. Thank you.
Okay.
I want to go back to that May 15th meeting. That will be out. Looks like I'm out of town.
Okay, May 15th. Okay.
For a few days there.
Are you done? Yes. Is there a motion to approve the financial report?
So moved.
Chair seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Number 9, review of the investment account. I apologize for that.
basically all the same information. The current balance, though, as of closed yesterday, was $1,442,593, which is about $10,000 gain since the latest report.
Okay. Motion to approve the investment account report.
I move we approve the investment account report.
Thank you. Chair seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. So that lands us at item 10, which is the big item for today. My preference is that we not deal with that with just two of us here. So the question is, do you want to wait a half hour, see if Quint shows up, or do you want to table?
And I'm okay with that.
Any legal issues with going into recess?
No, I don't think so. You can, if you want to recess and come back in a half hour, that's
fine. The technicality there is, as Dusty mentioned, is this room had been scheduled for a 3 o'clock meeting before we did this. So that's why we moved that meeting up by one, to one, excuse me. So that being said, I will put this meeting into recess for 34 minutes and reconvene at 2 o'clock p.m.